official City of Portage podcast. I'm your host, Mary Ruppel, and today we are joined by Alexis Conklin, the Recreation Program Manager for Portage Parks and Recreation. Hey, Alexis, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We're always happy to have you here. Now, we're well into summer, and that means that you guys have a lot of fun things to do in the parks. Can you tell us a little bit about what events you have coming up in July?
Yes. First up, we have July 14th. We have Hair Mania, a hair band who's going to play everybody's favorite 80s hard rock. Okay. That'll be July 14th at Overlander Band Show. That's behind the police station. It starts at 7 p.m. Parking starts at 5. All the information can be found on our Facebook event page. Okay. Or you can call the parks office for more information. After that, we do have Friday at the Flats. That's our reoccurring fourth Friday event. It's going to be July 22nd from 4:30 to 8:30 at Surrey Flats, followed by a showing of Raya and the Last Dragon.
Okay, and you do have live musicians there that come out to Friday at the Flats, and also some kind of repeat food trucks that come out as well. Who are your musical acts for the July Friday at the Flats?
So opening our night at 4:45, we have the Dog Patch Lullaby Duo. And closing out our evening is the Iconics group. They were a part, both groups were a part of our series last year, and due to people loving them, we wrote them back.
All right, perfect. Yeah, they're both great groups. And what else do you have going on in July?
We also have How to Ride a Pump Track coming up July 23rd. Anyone who loves bicycles wants to try out a pump track, as well as a beach bonfire July 23rd. That's going to be at Ramona Park. We do a fire on the beach and have marshmallows, s'mores. Just a low-key event.
Now, you guys always have things going on. How about August and September? What events should residents know about, and where do they take place?
Yes, in August, the first ones to put on your calendar will be the second Thursday of the month. We have our concert. It's Jeffrey Cavadio. Okay. He's going to be August 11th at 7 p.m., but please note, he's going to actually be at Celery Flats.
Okay.
So not our normal band show. We're going to be over at Celery Flats on August 11th. And then our Friday at the Flats event is the 26th. We will also have a movie afterwards of The Iron Giant.
Perfect. And now, and if people do want to find out more information, you kind of brought up the Facebook events, and that's at the City of Portage MI on Facebook and Instagram. And then they can also go to mypark.portagemi.gov. Or they can also look at the spring and summer parks and recreation brochure. Most Portage residents did receive a printed version. You guys have them at their events too, but a lot of people don't know that it's also online, so go check it out there. Now, next thing I wanted to talk about, we get a lot of questions and public information about the parks and the park hours and amenities. What are the hours of operation right now for Portage parks during the summer?
Yeah, so your parks are gonna open just after sunrise. It's usually around 7 a.m., but then parks do close at 10 p.m.
Okay.
Our lifeguards do close the beach earlier, though. Please check mypark.portagemi.gov for all those hours.
Okay, perfect. And what are some of your favorite parks and why?
Ooh, that's such a tricky question. I love our parks. My first favorite park would probably be Lakeview Park.
Okay.
It's super fun to go with friends and play pickleball or hang out, and we've done grill outs there. If I'm taking care of other people's children, it's really fun. We can do all sorts of stuff there. You can fish, you can walk, you can take dogs for a walk. It's just also gorgeous.
Yeah.
We have a lot of good parks. I also love Schreer Park.
Yes.
I feel like it's a hidden gem that some people don't know about. Super woodsy. And generally, all of our trails, if you take the Celery Flats trails, check out the old buildings, those are probably my top three favorite areas.
Okay, and I would have to agree, like, for all. I love to take my dogs for a walk at Lakeview and occasionally Schreer as well. So, perfect. And now, let's talk about rentals. That's another question that we get a lot about up here. What are you able to rent? Are you able to rent pavilions in the Portage Parks? And are some of the buildings at Celery Flats for rent?
Yeah, so we do have buildings and pavilions for rent. We do have a couple that we don't rent at all. They're always first come, first serve. For example, Celery Flats, Oakland Drive. Those park pavilions are always just for the public. You know, we don't allow huge events at the Celery Flats area because we want there to be multiple groups there at all times and make everybody comfortable.
Right.
However, the rest of our parks, Lakeview, Ramona, Schreer, man, there's like seven of them actually. We have pavilions. You can find all that information online or call the office. All the pavilions come with 6 to 8 picnic tables. They have grills there. They're all pretty close to bathrooms. And then for indoor facilities, we have Schreer Park has an indoor facility.
Okay.
And it does have a pretty high capacity, as well as all of Celery Flats is rentable for the building side. It ranges from like a 35 capacity to a 200 capacity over at the Hayloft. They are seasonal. Some, like Hayloft, is not available in the winter because there's no heat.
Right.
So it just really depends. But we do have rentals open. They're open whenever the parks are open. You can do that online at mypark.portagemi.gov. And you can click the purple recreation activities and facility rentals button. You'll go ahead and create an account with our sister account ActiveNet, and you can go through right there. And the parks office is always ready to help you at 329-4522.
Perfect. Now, is there anything else that you want to talk to about before we go?
I think I skipped over September. I would love to tell you about Fall Festival.
Okay.
We're bringing Fall Festival back September 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's going to be congruent with our Portage Farmers Market.
Okay.
So there's going to be a horse and carriage taking people to and from the farmers market. We're going to have some demonstrations. We're going to have cooking. We're going to have blacksmiths, rope makers. We have a broom maker coming, as well as make your own candles.
Perfect.
And in September, we're also going to bring back our craft market at Friday at the Flats.
Okay.
So if anyone joined us in May, they know that we did a craft market in the Hayloft. We're bringing it back, hopefully with good weather. It'll be outside by the pond, and everybody who is local is able to put in an application through our farmers market.
Okay.
And then we'll have vendors there showing off all their amazing work.
Great. All right. And is there anything else you can think of?
Not at all. Just check out our websites and Facebook events for all of your updates.
Thank you again for joining us today, Alexis. As she said, for more information on Portage Parks and Recreation events and parks and facilities, you can visit mypark.portagemi.gov or visit our Facebook and Instagram pages at City of Portage MI. And finally, if you happen to have a podcast idea, just shoot us an email at publicinformation@portagemi.gov.